original music composed for films, television, and video games. This is Cinematic Sound. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Cinematic Sound Radio, heard right here on cinematicsound.net. This is the show dedicated to the music of film, television, and video games, and my name is Eric Woods, and I'm your host. On today's program, we're going to present a show for you that is actually 2 years in the making. I was actually inspired to produce a show of this sort, which is called Hero Kids, due to two things. One was the release of J.J. Abrams' Super 8 in 2011, and a subsequent article that came out around the same time called The Six Most Badass Hero Kids in Movies, written by Ryan McKee for the Guy Code blog on MTV.com. So I thought, what a great idea for us to feature Hero Kids. Basically, Hero Kids are the kids saving their town from monsters, or kids doing superhuman things, or ordinary children being thrown into extraordinary situations. And these type of films were quite prevalent in the 1980s, a time when I was growing up as a kid, and these films definitely stayed with me, resonated with me, and inspired me. And of course, there's lots of nostalgia that goes along with these films as well. Some of them have held up rather well over the years, and some of them not so much. Oh, so who is the hero kid? Well, based on the article at the Guy Code blog, Ryan McKee refused to include teenagers or anybody in high school, but I'm going to include teenagers as well as elementary school aged kids, middle school, junior high aged kids as well. I mean, they're still kids. College kids, not so much, but that's a whole other different subgenre of film. So we opened up the program with Michael Giacchino's We'll Fix It in Post Haste from Super 8, a lovely theme from that score. And on today's program, we're going to be featuring lengthy suites from the following films: The Goonies, The Last Starfighter, Flight of the Navigator, The Monster Squad, Zathura, E.T. the Extraterrestrial, Back to the Future, and the original Karate Kid. During the course of the program, you're going to hear short selections from City of Ember, Percy Jackson and the Olympians, The Lightning Thief, The Neverending Story, Ruskies, Jumanji, How to Train Your Dragon, The Spiderwick Chronicles, and the 2010 retelling of The Karate Kid. However, we're going to open up the program with the 1984 film Explorers, with original score composed by Jerry Goldsmith. The film tells the story of Ben, an alien-obsessed kid who dreams one night of a circuit board. Drawing out the circuit, he and his friends Wolfgang and Darren set it up and discover that they have been given the basis for a starship. Setting off in the Thunder Road, as they name their ship, they find the aliens Ben hopes they would find. The film stars Ethan Hawke and River Phoenix, along with Bobby Feight. The film was directed by Joe Dante, who, up until this time, had directed The Howling, a segment of Twilight Zone the movie, and Gremlins. He would, of course, go on to create other weird and wacky films such as Matinee, The Burbs, Inner Space, and Looney Tunes Back in Action. His latest film is The Hole, which tells the story of a pair of brothers who stumble upon a mysterious hole in their basement. That was scored by Javier Navarrete. This, which was the first Dante picture without a Goldsmith score since The Howling. Jerry Goldsmith's score to Explorers is innocent, optimistic, exciting, adventurous, and just plain old strange. The score is full of youthful excitement and pretty much revolves around the Explorers' main theme, heard in the track called The Construction. That theme goes through many variations, and the rhythmic patterns underneath it is utilized throughout the score as well. The score is performed by full symphony orchestra, augmented by sprinkles of synthesizer samples, which add an extra layer of magic and fun to the score. Now, when I say the score was wacky, well, Goldsmith saves that for the aliens themselves, who are the only real blemish in this rather underrated film. The aliens are represented by a bizarre and goofy synth-pop tune that pops up near the end of the film. Besides that little blemish, the rest of the score is terrific and definitely brings out the kid inside of you. The original soundtrack recording has been released a few times, first by Verez Sarabande Records, and then recently, most recently, by Intrada Records in an expanded edition. Here's music from The Explorers, music composed and conducted by Jerry Goldsmith.
Thank you.
Music from Explorers. Composed and conducted by Jerry Goldsmith. And also Sweet Music from the original soundtrack recording, which has been recently re-released in an expanded edition from Entrada Records. We have to take a break, but when we return, we'll feature more music from Hero Kids Films. When we come out of the break, you will hear an extended suite of music from Dave Grusin's score to The Goonies. However, we will open up with the main titles from Andrew Lockington's score to the 2008 film City of Ember. We'll be right back right after this.
You're listening to the film, television, and video game music radio show, Cinematic Sound.
City of Ember main titles composed by Andrew Lockington, a film released in 2008. Welcome back to Cinematic Sound Radio. We're featuring a show called Hero Kids. And now we move on to what might be the ultimate Hero Kids film, released in 1985. The film's The Goonies and tells the story about a group of friends who stumble on an old treasure map and begin a search for One-Eyed Willie's treasure with the hopes of using the treasure to save their neighborhood, which they have named the Goondocks. The Goonies, of course, are Mikey Welsh, his older brother Brandon, and the rest of the gang, Andy Data, Steph Mouth, and Chunk. As they set on their adventure, they run into the Fratellis, Mama Fratelli, and brothers Jake and Francis, their local criminals, who are also after One-Eyed Willie's treasure. During the film's initial run, the reviews were mixed. Unlike E.T., adults found The Goonies to be far too noisy and chaotic, while kids just ate the film up. And as those kids got older, one of those kids is me, and the more popular the film got, I can tell you right now that a majority of adults my age can remember seeing The Goonies in the theater in 1985 and loving every minute of it, and I can still have the same sense of fun and adventure when I view the film today. Composer Dave Grusin was brought on board the project in 1984. Initially, he wanted to give the film a more intimate approach, a less symphonic score. But with Steven Spielberg taking a more active role in the film's post-production, the sound of Grusin's score changed. It was rewritten and reshaped to conform to Spielberg's likes, which at the time were grand orchestral scores written by John Williams. Now, one of the cues that changed was the opening Fratelli chase. Grusin's original take is actually preserved on the Verez Sarabande album, while the redone version opens up the album and is heard in the film. The new version was actually suggested by Spielberg to open up the film after hearing a similar sounding cue called plumbing during the recording sessions. The new version is now the film's classic main theme. And at the end of the Fratelli chase, Grusin introduced another character theme, this time one for the genius Data. The rest of the score is just epic in scope. It's a big symphonic score. There's also a five-note motif for Mikey Welsh, the leader of the Goonies, and the pirate One-Eyed Willie. There's a theme for the Goonies as a whole, which is a tender cue. And, of course, Max Steiner's The Adventures of Don Juan makes a cameo in the score, which is Sloth's main theme. This score was made available by Verez Sarabande Records as part of their CD Club releases. It came out for the 25th anniversary of the film. There's 5,000 copies of this album, but unfortunately, it's out of print. And now music from Dave Grusin's classic score to the 1985 Hero Kids film, The Goonies. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Thank you.
Music by Dave Grusin for the 1985 adventure film, The Goonies. We have to take another break, but when we return, we'll feature a lengthy suite of music from just a film that I adore. It comes from The Last Starfighter, with original score by Craig Safin. We'll also feature, before that, a short cue from a superb score, a score that went under the radar for me, and one that I've really come to appreciate recently. It's from the 2010 film called Percy Jackson and the Olympians, Lightning Thief, with a fantastic, fantastic adventure score by Christoph Beck. We'll have that for you right after the break.
This is Cinematic Sound. On demand.
Thank you.
finale homecoming cue from the 2010 fantasy adventure film Percy Jackson and the Olympians, The Lightning Thief, with original score by Christoph Beck. Welcome back to Cinematic Sound Radio. We're listening to music from Hero Kids movies. And one of my all-time favorite films that is just still one of the most inspirational movies I've ever seen, and I've just been more than happy to share this film, actually recently, with my two kids, is The Last Starfighter, released in 1984, featuring a fantastic score by Craig Safin. Now, The Last Starfighter was one of the earliest films to make extensive use of computer graphics for its special effects. The film tells the story of a restless teenager, Alex, played by Lance Guest, and he racks up an impressive score on The Last Starfighter arcade game, which is located inside his small trailer park. The game is actually a test, though. And after breaking the game's record, Alex is recruited by the Star League to defend the frontier against Zur and the Kodan Armada. Greg Safin's score, as I said, is absolutely fantastic. And in his own words, he says that his assignment was simple, sort of. He had to create music for a large space opera in the style of Holtz, Hansen, and John Williams, using as large an orchestra as he needed. His personal goal was a bit different: accomplish all the above, but also make it an original score and not just a copycat score. Which, when you have a film of this type, a space adventure score written around the time of the Star Wars trilogy, it is definitely a difficult task to try and not copy the sounds of Star Wars. Safin decided that melody was everything. Without one, the score would just be a hodgepodge. He composed a main theme that goes through many variations, everything from a march to a love theme, allowing Safin to keep the score focused on one major melody, rather a different theme for every emotion. The other themes and motifs basically fly around this main melody, which is an absolute classic. And now, music from one of my all-time favorite 1980 scores. Actually, forget it. It's just one of my all-time favorite scores. This is The Last Starfighter, with original score composed by Craig Safin.